Take your Bible and turn with me to Psalm 23. I'm just abandoning everything that I had planned for this evening. I'm not blaming Andy for taking more time than I allotted to him. It's good to have him here this evening. But if I were to go into the message that I planned for this evening, you would be here to 8:30. So I'm keeping my word with the children, and I'm going to have you out for 8:05. So I want you to turn to Psalm 23. And just want to leave with you one or two thoughts in closing this evening. We had been looking at the I Ams of Christ, the super sayings of the Savior, and we'll revert to that on the 24th of this month when I'm back again. But tonight I just want to leave with you a clue, closing thoughts, 10 minutes on Psalm 23. Look at verse 1. David says, "The Lord," capital L, capital O, capital R, capital D, "the Lord, Jehovah is my shepherd." You know, historians tell us that when the high priest went into the Holy of Holies once a year, you remember they went in to offer that blood upon the mercy seat, they would whisper the name of Jehovah. That was the only time they would whisper the name of Jehovah. In fact, when a Jewish scribe was writing this name, Lord, capital L, capital O, capital R, capital D, when they were writing the name Jehovah, they would set down the pen and they would go and take a bath. Such was the preciousness, the sacredness, the holiness of this name. The Lord, Jehovah is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Many years ago, there was a famous actor who was asked to recite at a dinner function. He asked his guests who were gathered there what they would like to hear. One old preacher of the gospel said, "Sir, we would like that you would recite to us the words of the 23rd Psalm." The actor said, "I will, on one condition, that after I have recited the words of this psalm, you, sir, will do the same." The old man began. His voice wasn't perfect. His diction wasn't perfect. His grammar wasn't perfect. And when he finished reciting the words of the 23rd Psalm, there wasn't a dry eye in that room. The actor began to get up, and he recited the words of the 23rd Psalm, and his diction was perfect. His grammar was perfect. Everything was perfect about him. And when he had finished reciting the words of this psalm, there was a tremendous round of applause. The artist stopped. The actor stopped them and they said, "Just a moment. This old man recited the psalm and you cried. I recited the psalm and you clapped. The difference between me and him is just this. I know the psalm, but he knows the shepherd. I know the psalm, but he knows the shepherd." Let me ask you just in 5 minutes in closing, do you know the psalm or do you know the shepherd? Can you honestly say tonight, like Andy has testified, "The Lord is my shepherd"? You know, this psalm unlocks to us three truths. One, there's a truth about life. Two, there's a truth about death. Three, there's a truth about eternity. Here the psalmist David talks about the secret of a happy life. It's knowing the person of the shepherd. It's being able to say, "The Lord, Jehovah, is my shepherd." You know, my friends, tonight, the heart of the gospel lies in these personal pronouns. There's all the difference in being able to say, "The Lord is a shepherd, the Lord is the shepherd, and the Lord is my shepherd." I wonder tonight, is the Lord Jesus your shepherd? I wonder tonight, have you discovered the secret of a happy life? You know, the only way that you and I will be able to say tonight, the Lord is my shepherd, is for you and I to be able to say, the shepherd is my Lord. I wonder, have you made the most important discovery of all? The discovery that you're a sinner by birth, a sinner by nature, a sinner by practice. I wonder tonight, have you discovered that God loves you and that Christ has died for you? I wonder tonight, have you realized that through his death, he has made a way back into the presence of God? I wonder tonight, have you turned, have you repented from your sin? Have you placed your faith and trust in Jesus Christ? Can you say tonight, the Lord is my shepherd? You know, I've said to you, this psalm not only talks about life, it talks about death. The psalmist gets near the valley and he says, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. We live near death all the time. In the midst of life, we're in death. You see, the secret of a happy life is knowing the person of the shepherd. The secret of a happy death is realizing the presence of the shepherd. Yea, though I walk through the valley of deepest darkness, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. The ultimate is my intimate as I pass through the valley of the shadow of death. Death's not a very popular subject. Every time we talk about death, we change the subject like switching channels on the television set. And my dear friends, death is a reality. One out of one die. How will you die? Will you die in Christ or without Christ? Will you die moving toward glory or moving toward gloom? Will you die moving toward heaven or moving toward hell? The secret of a happy death is realizing the presence of the shepherd. David talks about something else. He not only talks about life, and he not only talks about death, he talks about eternity. For he says, surely goodness and mercy, like two sheepdogs, shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. He's taking us beyond death into eternity. May I remind you tonight, my friend, there is an eternity. The Bible says the things which are seen are temporal. The things which are not seen, God, Christ, heaven, hell, are eternal. There is an eternity. You must spend eternity somewhere, you must, because you've got a soul that's precious, a soul that's immortal, a soul that's immaterial, a soul that will last as long as God lasts. My friend, tonight you'll spend eternity in heaven or hell. There's no intermediate place. There's no purgatory. There's no soul sleep. It's either going out towards heaven or going out towards hell. And where you spend eternity will be determined by what you do with Jesus Christ. Thank God he came into this world and he said, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. As the good shepherd, he died to take care, my dear friends, the penalty of sin. Hebrews tells us that he's the great shepherd. He rose to take care of the power of sin. Peter tells us he's the chief shepherd. He's coming to take us out from the very presence of sin. The Lord Jehovah is my shepherd. I shall not want. Secret of a happy life, a happy death, a happy eternity. The Lord is my shepherd, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Some years ago, a man, a Christian, went out to the Highlands of Scotland, and he came across a little Scottish laddie, and he spent all day with that shepherd boy in the Highlands of Scotland, looking after the sheep. The man was a believer, and he began to teach this little boy who wasn't a Christian. He began to teach this little boy the words of the 23rd Psalm, and He wrapped them off like this. The Lord is my shepherd. And he told this little boy how God loved him and Christ had died for him and shed his blood for him and that he could be saved, have his sins forgiven, have peace with God through faith in Christ. And you know, he told that little boy how Christ could become his personal shepherd. And before that day ended, that man led that little boy to Christ. When he left that little boy was grasping with his right hand the fourth finger of his left hand. The Lord had become his personal shepherd. Sometime later, the winter came on. And one day, that man who had spent that time with that little boy heard that one night the flock of sheep didn't come in. The little boy didn't come in. There was a tremendous fall of snow, and they began to look for that little boy. And they began to look for the flock of sheep, and they discovered them in drifts of snow. And eventually they came across the little boy, and he was lying there in the snow, and he was dead. He was frozen to death. But with his right hand, he had grasped the fourth finger of his left hand. He died with this certainty that the Lord was his shepherd. Sometime later, that man was telling that same story in a church in Derbyshire. It was their Sunday school anniversary. And there was an MP in that day from England, a godless man, and he told the story. A little time later, that man was found dead in his bed. And when they pulled the duvet from his body, they discovered that with his right hand, he was grasping the fourth finger of his left hand. The Lord was his personal shepherd. And I just want to ask you in closing, can you say tonight, the Lord is my shepherd. The Savior's mine. I'm right for life. I'm right for death. And I'm ready for eternity. You may know the psalm, but let me ask you, do you know the shepherd? Let's pray. Let's just take a moment or two in the Lord's